Ramaraj, I said last time, if I speak too far from a specific point and you want to hear it again, you can come to me afterwards and I will tell it to you separately if I get to. So I decided this year that I want to give a share on Lag BaOmer because basically for myself, I don't know what Lag BaOmer is all about. Maybe I can tell you later what I thought Lag BaOmer was. As far as we were concerned, back in Antwerp, which happens to be a very Hasidish inclined kehila, all we did on Lag BaOmer was we had a school, the class years, how to say, the school trip of the year, the yearly school trip, that was it. I can't remember, I guess we didn't say Tachan either, but and even here, so here that's what I wanted to make much more fuss about it. But exactly, to know exactly what's going to be a bit more. First, I want to share with you, if you would open up a Shulchan Aruch, what you would find over there. And then we'll go from there. So, the first, if you open up the tool, you see the Dark Moshe, which is the Ramot, right, in the name of the Maril, and the Minhagim, that we don't say Tachmon el Agor. In the Ramot, when he passes already on the Shulchan Aruch, he adds, very interestingly, he says on Lag BaOmer, Marvin Boy Ktach Simcho. Marvin Boy Ktach Simcho, they add a little bit of Simcho, and you don't say Tach. That's the Ramot that we pass on Lag BaOmer. It's very interesting that the Ramot brings it and the Machava doesn't bring it. The Sfarim are usually more into the Kabbalah and Ashkenazim. But that's how it is. You see, it doesn't matter. Ramot brings it. By the way, maybe we'll come back to it later, but the Ramot was also Nifter. And if you look over there on the side, on the Morgan Atron, he brings from the Sefer HaKavonos, which is Hamidim of the Ariya Kodesh, that, I'm quoting the words, Shigodat Echad, or Yehoki Loim HaNachim B'chol Yoyim, for Omro Yam B'lam HaGimel B'oim HaBenena. So the Godel, who used to say Nachim, Nachim is the addition of the Ad and Tisha B'oim, by Mincha, they add a specific piece, just to, they were crying for the Beit HaMikdash. Yeah, we all know about it. The Godel used to say it every single day, and he said it also on HaBoim, and he got punched. That's Morgan Avraham. Not a storybook. If you look over there in the Shulchan Aruch, on the side is a Teres Zohar. A Teres Zohar writes like this. The Minhag in Eretz Yisrael to go to the Kfarim of Rav Shimon Rabbi Elozer on the day of Lag BaOmer. And Avraham Halevi was made about himself. He was the one that always said the Nachim. And he was there in Lag BaOmer by the Tzir in the Miron. And he also said it. The Arizal came over to him. And he said to him, you should know, Rav Shimon just now told me to tell you, and why are you saying Nachim on my Yom HaSimcha? Saying Nachim? And because he was saying Nachim, he's gonna need a Nechama. And Kafahava, he lost his oldest son, the story which is quoted in our law. This is more detailed. So we already see that it's not, not as if Pashut. So, one of the things that we need to figure out is what's going on, why is it that? So, also in the Shulchan Aruch, is a Chodosh, he says, Yesh Ledabdik B'Simcha Zu Lomo. You have to look into what is the Simcha all about. You see how many reasons we can. He says, Yimishum Shefosku Lomus, if it's because the Talmidim of Rav Akiva, who died in 24,000, they stopped dying on that day, which happens to be the Meiri. There's very, very few Rishayim who speak about it, but the Meiri on the Gemara Midonis, the Gemara of Rav Akiva's Talmidim being Nifter, and the Marim, which is the source of this halacha, they say that that's the reason. The reason for the specialty of the day is the fact that the 24,000 Talmidim of Rav Akiva, they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. The Chodesh says, I don't understand. So what did they stop dying? There's nothing left. What kind of simcha is that? Yeah? That's one of the big questions that the Achrayim are dealing with. And he says, which is already going to be our first mahalach, is that maybe it's because of the Talmidim which he added afterwards. Once it was over, the 24,000 Talmidim that he had were gone. So then the Gemara says in Yevomer that he went to Doroy, and then he picked his five new Talmidim, yeah, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, and Rav Yossi, and Yehuda Rav Rabba or something. Huh? Rav Zemen Arash, yeah. Midrash, yeah? As I said, seven. Any case, those five. And so that was the turnabout. So I just said the turnaround. That's what we really think. That they stopped dying, that enabled it to become a new track, which eventually those five people, the whole Terakula which we have, is based on that. That's the reason why, which by the way, in the meantime, there's no reason to go to Miron, besides the point that he is one of the five Talmidim, but we're talking about Rav Akiva's Talmidim stopping to. Okay. Now, so we have this question of, so there's two points. First of all, what is the celebration if in any case there was nothing left? And the second question that the Mephoshim are busy with is that the Gemara says not like that.
the shortest Gemara you come. But the Gemara says that 24,000 Talmidim of Akiva died in the period from Pesach till Atzeres. Pusha Gemara, till Shavuos. How can they say that they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer? So already in the Beis Yosef, he speaks about this part. And he says, one shot he says that in the Medrash, it's brought that it's not that on Atzeres, on Shavuos, they stop dying, they stop dying Pois Atzeres. Pois is a concept you find in the Gemara in time, which is a half a month before Parus, like it is. Yeah, a piece of month, which is a half a month, which basically brings us closer to the Lag BaOmer, whether we can fit it in with the 15 days, don't count the last day. But that's what he said. And then there's the other judgment that he says, that really, they died all the time, from the Pesach to Shavuos, but every special day, they didn't die. So you take off the 7 days of Pesach, you take off all the Rosh Chodeshim, you take off all the Shabbosos, you'll be left. All those will be 17 days out of the 50 days that they didn't die. They only died for 33 days out of this period, and therefore the Lag BaOmer, which is the 33rd day, that's when we celebrate we point out this thing that they didn't die more than 33 days, and that's also, you can have a haircut and all that, that's what they say, not busy with Lag BaOmer itself, so. And the interesting of the Maharal, is the final answer to this question that I'm going to tell you, the Maharal says that really, the on Lag BaOmer, they stopped becoming sick. They was that they're going to be fatalists. And whoever by Lag BaOmer wasn't sick, didn't become sick. Continue dying till Shavuos. The sickness stopped on the 30th. And that's shattered that the Gezeirah was over. Okay, that's the point of what does it mean they stopped on the 30th. They stopped on the 30th. Then we have the other question which is, okay, so they stopped dying. Nothing left. Celebrating. Nothing left. So, what we said before with the Pre-Chodesh, we already said a little bit of an answer. It was the fact that they took over. The Misa which enabled the beginning of the new era. The Chidor goes with that kind of a mahal. In the Ramami Pano, which is one of the early Mekuvolim, he says the Gzeira was really also Rabbi Akiva himself. And the Chiddush of Lag BaOmer is that Rabbi Akiva was saint. The Talmidim stopped dying, meaning, and he didn't die with them. That's the Ramami Pano. And then we have an interesting chat from the Shein Arye, because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, one thing I didn't tell you in the Shulchan Aruch, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch on this seed, you'll see that the Goyim, which always two words are gold, he says, look in the Gemara in Tainus, in the Serpent. And he's referring there to a Gemara of every year the people in the Midbar would die. And then the Tu B'Av, changes the mother, the Tu B'Av of the 40th year, they found they went into the Kevah and they came out again, and that's why Tu B'Av is one of the big Yom Kippur. There's a Gzeirah of the 40 years, and at that time it was over. The Mishnah called it a very big Yom Kippur. So I guess the Goyim is saying here, we have the same thing over again. There's two times where a lot of people died, and it was finally over, and we're making a Yom Kippur, but there was nothing left, really. So that's what the Goyim is saying. He wants to say that really, what the Goyim means, is telling us, is that the 24,000 Talmidim of Akiva, they didn't all die. Always came that period, and more would die. And what actually happened that year is that the last batch didn't die. Like Tosfos says, over there also in the Midbar, that the last batch didn't die. Tosfos learned like that, but actually doesn't learn like that. So maybe he wants to say there was the same thing of it, which is a very big finish to say that it wasn't really all, it was only one year. Every year a few died, like in the Midbar. That's what others say with going. So the Goyim is Madame is the Tu B'Av finished. So over there also we have the same question that there's nothing left. So they bring that the Rambam to finish on Mishnah is the day in time. He says, why was it a Yom Tov? Because the Oz Botach Mibon, that's when they calm down. When he vino shekvar bo ha vatsa in vedigmo ha charoim. And he's telling me. And in El Hanami, there's nothing left. But the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was over. And that itself is the reason for that's what we're celebrating. The fact that his anger is over. If you want a real Mekuvonim kind of thing, the Mekuvonim rise in the Sefer and Yigulim and all that, 24,000 people were killed in Shem when they took Dino. 20,000 people. They were all Yigulim into Shevet Shimon, and those were the 24,000 people which died
by Shimon with the story with the
Nosi,
the Pilchos,
and Midian.
The Shoyi Midian does the same 24,000, and the line over there is the Magenko because they didn't get the Tikkun. And then these same 24,000 will galgen again in the Tamid of Akiva, and this time they got the Tikkun, and that's why Lag BaOmer is finished nine. That is, they have a Tikkun also, they say. Yeah, so somewhere that, you know, nowadays there's thousands, maybe tens of thousands of questions they ask behind. So they ask behind also this question, the Gemara is not like Shane. So he says that not all of them died. Not all of them died. Like in the Taisus and Bhagavata. Then it says, the Gemara says over there that the Ha'ilum Shomi, the world was desolate, the Gemara says of that. Not desolate, there was some left over. So he says the good ones weren't left. The good ones, and the good ones, he had to go to Dover and pick the new ones. If you get stuck on these questions, then you're not going to finish Korat HaKula. Get on with it. Okay. Other Choyim say that the what is Lag BaOmer is the Hilula of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon ben Yochai passed away on Lag BaOmer. So it's a very interesting tshuva of Hilchat Sefer. Sefer is a major player over this thing, and he says, I don't understand what's going on. Says the Chatzos. Says, since when is the Ptira of a Tzadik a Simcha? Moshe Rabbeinu's Yotzai and Zayin Adar is a fast day. And it brings all kinds of rice from all over Shas, it's called a tiny Tzadikim, all kinds of things. What kind of business is it? They're making a party out of it. I'm going to read out a little bit of it. Says, Yotati Shamati, says the Chatzos Sefer, Ach Shidor, the Dorot become cautious, become advanced. And they come to the Hilula of Hashem ben Yochai. It says, of course, they all mean Hashem Shamayim, and they're going to for sure get a lot of schar. But I don't understand why they're doing this. Like, it's a very interesting thing. He says that the reason why he didn't want to move to Eretz Yisrael is because he was against it. He didn't want to be different than Minhag HaMochel. So he knew that if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you have to go up with them to make a simcha by. And on the other hand, he holds that it's against the halacha. He says, it's written. But that's why he didn't do aliyah. And he would have told me that also. But that's the Chatzos Sefer, right? And the issue is not that the Jew in a different place. It's crazy. There was a very strong earthquake. It says over there, so it says that Chatzos Sefer back in Breshbuk gave a testament to the people. And he said that the reason why it happened, Shalayim Tevea. Instead of going to Shalayim, they hang out in Tzfat, close to Milon, and that's not the right thing to do. I think they should hang it close to Uman. If you go from Shalayim to Milon, you should think twice. You should go from these. Anything, I couldn't hold myself back, sorry. And then the Chatzos Sefer, you know, is no. He goes in and he brings it up to Kabbalah, what Lag BaOmer is. Crazy, I mean, I don't understand, but I can see that it's major stuff. But he says, he says, you don't find such a. Then he says, then the Shem Ari who brings it, he writes about it also. He says that the Chatzos Sefer was Mefusam, the Tzkosay, the Chatzidusay, Noisam, the Gidolosay, the Tayyar, the Mefusam, the Tazak, the Chosay, etc., besides his great things, the Tayyar. That's why. He could catch a little forward. So he had no problem saying what's on his heart. The Nosef Negidolim Rabbi Managik, he wasn't impressed by all the big people that think this is wrong. I'm going to tell you that it's wrong. That's the one that I mean. Right about. Now, what's talking in there? So there's various answers in the Achronim. I need to share a few. And also the information is sure nothing's on also against it. And he writes that I'm sure that the Bishayis and his people never did this, clearly. In any case, so they say like this. One of the answers they say is that the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Shimon is Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says in Tmura, that the day that he died, 3,000 halachas were forgotten. In the Gemara. When Chai died, the Torah was added. So that day he gave out the Idro, and then he told the Abba to write the Kabbalah. So it's a complete different thing. By him, it was a Yerida or Mitzat Torah, mostly when Tzadikim, the Torah gets low. And this Shimon was different, that he. His Pesira ended up with a high in Torah. He left us with a thing. That's why it's different. Yeah? The Chidor himself writes that many bring this. Shimon ben Yochai himself said that I want you to be the Simcha on my, which fits very well with the story which I told you before. He said, Nachim. He himself came and said, don't
say Nachem is Maisim HaKodesh to be a Somer. There's no...
So, other say, which is good, I think, is that it's that Rav Shimon is Shitoso. Rav Shimon always goes, he writes the Zohar. So he goes with the Pnimius. Of course, when a Tzaddik dies, so it's not good. And then the Pnimius is good for the Tzaddik. And the very happy, the Gemara says in Moitkot and the Lashon that the Tzaddik, because the book is soft, Kibor Tzaddik, yeah, such a thing is that over there they're very happy that the Tzaddik comes and joins them, and therefore it's different. Mitzad the Pnimius, it's different. You find that Rav Shimon always goes with the Pnimius. I say he holds Dovah She'enem is Kavon is Moshe Vayet, but don't look at what's outside. His Kavon was, anyway, we don't have now to be a different shit, how to show you the whole Rav Shimon. In Shasta, all really one secret. In any case, also he's tapping Dorish time with the crow, right? Also, the reason of the posters, that's why. Okay. That's another parrot. And, others say that he knew the Achis HaYomim, he knew that we're going to come to our door, which were very shrach, and we need Simcha. So we made a Yontem of Simcha, and that's why also he revealed the Kabbalah to us, because nowadays we're very outside, and we say, Shitonius. So it is to be Mechadikas, he showed us how much Pnimis are in the Torah, so we'll be able to hold the Shitonius a bit better. And Shem Arya says that the Chiddush was that he didn't die from the Cheret. The Romans wanted to kill him, and that he was saved from that. And others say that the reason, the difference is because Rav Shimon Michal left a son which is on his level. Rav Shimon himself praises his son tremendously. Among Tzuk, he says, you know, the world can, I can be mechapa on the whole world, and together with my son, I can be mechapa from Sinai or back, things like that. His son was very high level, so he left the tzaddik. Moshe Rabbeinu's kid, according to this parrot, was like that, which is not true. I don't remember where I saw this, I think it's time, but it says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his own children to lead it. Because what was his name going to be a shul? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't, he was the modern day protectia kind of rabbi, you know what I mean? He thinks that his sons are fit for their faith. So I don't know how this goes exactly. And others say also because Rav Shimon Ben-Yochai promised to be master as Ben Adin, he said that he can be master as Ben Adin. And we get all kinds of answers. The Pele is that some of them do bring it, is that the Rashi in Yivomis. Rashi in Yivomis says that there is a minhag, a tzaddikim, that there is a yotzad, a tzaddikim, so the Talmid Chachamim get together, and they learn over there together, and they make a shiva, a kivroi. It is such a thing of coming and doing some kind of get together by the kevets. That's the bring that is such a thing. Mamela is not nishna da voice the kash. Okay, now maybe we should go into a step deeper. So there's such a thing over here. If you think about it, so till Lag BaOmer is 32 days, right? And then there's another 17 days from Lag BaOmer. And these numbers are not done, obviously. I want to show you a few of these things. What exactly is going on here with the two? And so let's start maybe Mashor, okay? The Mashor in my thought and says, the Gemara says over there, the Gemara is talking about Kodesh, okay? The thing with Kodesh, a person dies before the age of 1. Says over there, if you die at the age of 52, that's Niso Shel Shmuel HaNovi. Shmuel HaNovi died at, obviously, question you need to ask yourself straight away is what about
52? What kind of number is that?
And, so the Mashal says like this. It says that the person, the real Shnoisav Shel Odom Ashivim Shom. It's the Pasuk Dovid HaMelech says Shivim Shom. It says the first 20 years, they don't really count. The Mashal says in Shabbat that you don't get Misa to the Shemayim. You don't get any Oynish to the Shemayim for the age of 20. So really, the main part of the life is really 50 years. Yeah? Which is a Yovel. Yovel Nikko Oylom. That's the way he starts. Now he says, the Gemara says in Yumos, Taf Lamed Ches, if a person managed to do most of his years without an Abeus, so then he gets some kind of special Siyata Dishmaya, that he's not going to do Chet anymore. That's what the Gemara says. He says, if you take two-thirds of the 50, two-thirds of 50 is 32, right? So 32 plus the 20, we only started by age 20, right? Start age 20, you add 32, that's 52, that's the Mitzvah of Shmuel HaNovi, that's the number. Huh? Roiv, Reugesgüter. We see a lot of things about this. And so if a person is mashim in 62 without the chay, then maybe then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his nesoyim, and then he takes him away. And he said that it's 70 days from the day of Brias HaOlam until from Brias HaOlam until Shavuos. The world was created in Nisan of the Marishim. The world itself is 5 days earlier. It's the 25th of Adar. Really, the world was created according to the Shita. If you take 25th of Adar until Chag HaShavuos, that's 70 days. That's connected to 70 years of. Now the first 20 years, which are less important, that's the days from the 25th of Adar till the 15th of Nisan. Yeah, that's only by Pesach when things start happening. Right, that's when the 50 years now start. So you have that, and then you have the 32 days. Right, as we said, 32 years of the 2/3 of the life of a person. So the 32, so you start counting from Pesach 32 days, you get to today. She said, yeah, and that's Lag BaOmer. And he says, and the 50 days of Sfira are connected to these 50 main years of a person, Avoida. And he says that, and the Mashal says that's why we do a Yom Tov Lag BaOmer, because if we're showing that we finished most of the day, the 2/3 of it, and that's basically the idea. He says that's why Yovel, you take the word Yovel and Yudvar, and now it's base, right? Those 32 and the rest. Okay, that's one place. Now, there are others who say this. The truth is the Chasam Sofer says it in Al Torah. But the amazing piece of Bnei Yisrael, which I think it's kedai to share with you. There's a famous Mishnah, you know, always that never had a good shot and it always bothered me. There's a famous Mishnah in Ovis. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai called it Tamidin Tzu, go out and see. What is the best thing that a person is toiv sheivra or odom? What's the good thing that a person should choose? And they came and they told him the whatever they told him, the five sheikhs. And the first thing you have to understand, what's the question? What's the toiv? What are you looking for the toiv? Which toiv are you looking for? And that's living a life of toiv. What is the answer that they give? Rabbi Lezer says ayin toiv. Rabbi Shua says chover toiv. Rabbi Yosi says shochim toiv. Rabbi Shimon says Aroya et Anoila, and Rabbi Lozo says Leif Toy. Right? Leif Toy. And he says Rabbi Lozo ben Arak is right, because all what you said is included in what he said. That's the mission. So, first of all, this is two rule. Where do you go out and look? Where should they go and look? And where are their souls? Why did he decide this and he decided that? And in which way is it included on Rabbi Lozo ben Arak? So he says like this. He says that if you want to find out the real essence of something, so you have to go and look the first time it's mentioned in the Torah. Go and show you let's say there's a Gemara in Baba Kama that says that if you see a test, that's a test in your dream, so it's good. Why? Because the first test in the Torah is from the word Torah. So you see the idea of the place where you find the letter or the word, the idea the first time, in the Torah, this is where the really its essence is. So he says like, he says that they all went and checked in the beginning of the Torah, what's the Torah. So Rabbi Lezer came and he said, it says, Vayar Elohim et Ta'or Kitoy. The first Kitoy is Vayar Elohim et Ta'or Kitoy. So you see, okay, I'm Toivo. See, the Viyo is the first one which is connected to Toivo. Vayar, you see. So he decided, I'm Toivo, that's the Spitz Toivo. Rabbi Shua says, it says there was choshech apnei tomim, right? It was all dark. And Yom Elokim Yi Oyr. Now in the beginning there were Avuvia, they were together, right? The light and the dark were together. The Chazal. So he says that Chodeh Toiv, the two, they get along together. Then he says came along Rabbi Yosi. He says that afterwards he separated them and they're going to be alongside each other. That's a shochin Toiv. Live along. And then he says, came along Rabbi Shimon. And he says, what? Roya Tanoila, why? Because it says, Vayar Elohim et Ta'or Kitoiv. So, because they both saw that they're going to be Rishoyim, and they're not going to be deserving of the Oir HaGolus. So that's why he put them away. So that's the Roya Tanoila. That's why, Vayar Elohim et Ta'or Kitoiv. What does that Kodesh Boku do with the Oir HaGolus? He put it away.
And then came Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch and he said, it's Leitoit. Why Leitoit? Because you start counting the letter, the words from the beginning of the Torah. What's the 32nd word? The 33rd word? Toit. The 32 words, and then you get Toit. That's the way he takes it. Leitoit, that's the Torah. Alakim is the Torah, that's the Leit. And that's what he says, Royani Rukhad Horod Rechem. Because they all their sources was all in that 32. Right? And there were 32 words, so his chart really encompasses all of them. So he says that's what's happening in Lagba. You know, that we have Leif, and then, yeah, we have 32 days, and then we have another 17, right? Which is Toiv. That same Toiv. Leif, Toiv. And he says, what's the Toiv? Ain't Toiv ala Toiv. Abi Yara Lukim a Toiv ki Toiv. That's the light, and it's the hidden light, the hidden Toiv, which of Shimon has and added to that I saw somebody said that that's what they say the Ramo. The Ramo finishes the Shulchanot saying Toiv Leiv Mishter Tomi. He's talking about other ways, other Aleph should make a Purim and other Aleph. Toiv Leiv Mishter Tomi with a good heart can party all the time. That's why he finishes the Pasuk in Mishter. So the Toiv Leiv, that he was Mishter Toiv Leiv on that boy. Mishter Tomi is a reason to make a Mishter. So that's the reason to make Lagba Yom into a party, because it's Toiv Leiv. And they said that's the pshat. Oil is the Ruah HaTzadik. That Rav Shimon is oil is the Ruah HaTzadik. Or Yishra Leiv Simcha. If you have the Leiv Yoshua, that is the reason to have Simcha, because you finish the 32, the first chunk of thing. And if you really want to go a little bit deeper, Yishra Leiv Yoshua is Oisus Rav Shimon is Rechad. The base is missing. And before I forget, Shenoy Noah who covered Deva Zeh, covered is also. So what did I want to say? So also they say that in that way the Chasam Sofer says that we also divide them into three groups of 16, and the first one you work on Ashloish Adom Oilem Oimet, so the first one is on Gimelis Chasodim, the second one is on Avoida, and the third one is already preparing for Torah, that's already the last, from Lagboimet, the last 70 days, that's for already coming more intense in the preparation of Torah. And until then, is those three things. And and then obviously there needs to be some kind of remodeling about Lagboim and the Torah. Now, as far as I know, most years, almost all years, the parasha which follows Lagboim is Bahar B'chukos. Now, if you look in B'chukos, I have no other word, it's crazy. You take parasha B'chukos, right? And first of all, it's the 33rd parasha. Not kind of gracious, B'chukos is 30. Then, if you count the brochus, it starts up with the brochus. So it has 33 brochus. Okay? So it's 33 brochus. Now, it only has 33 brochus if you count in B'chukos et Telechu also as a brochus. Which, you can understand. But if you count all those, you have exactly 33. Then it comes the chorus, the Telechu. So they are, how many sukkim in the Torah Chacha? Who can guess? What? 33 sukkim in the Torah Chacha. You can count it. It's not Rokha Zechashet. And then what comes after that? The rest of Parshas Bechukos is about redeeming Kohen Hekdesh. Person is Magdish his house, is Magdish his field, is Magdish himself, and Elchin, and then you have his house. House, animal, field and body, right? Or pidyonis, or you can repoint it yourself. That's the rest of Parshas Bechukos. How many psukim do they take up? 33. I'm finished with the 33 psukim. And then you have the last pasuk, which is Eila Toyo, Eila Mitzvus Ashesiv Hashem is Meshach Meisor Lahati. Yeah? Pasuk Lama Dal. So that's a little bit of a remez. Yeah, why four pidyonos? Because if you go through the chloros, it says four times sheva al chatisei. You have to add sheva al chatisei. That's four times. So you need four pidyonos for that sheva al chatisei. Okay. Now we have to really start with the real stuff, right? This is the real stuff. So. Okay. Yeah, obviously, he explains. That's why we make one slide. Because you have the oil. It's all about the oil of this process of eventually going to be oil shem Mashiach. He writes an interesting sentence. Fize Hashem is Amis Lola Me'anche Emes.
the truth found out from truth for people. Asher simcha b'yoyim hazeh atiun rabshim menuchai sheloi keteva. Sheloi kiyah zeh hateva. And he said, Ur Fadike Mismo. And he said, that's the Melech. Now, Kaha. So back to the 32 and the 32, right? So like this. The Torah says that the 49 days of Sfira are connected the 49 Shari Bino. And the 50th Shari Bino, that's Shavuos. That's only Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Shari Nun. The rest is the 49. So it says, even though Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, no, it's 49 Shari Bino, which Moshe received. Chag HaShavuos is the Shari Nun, which no one received. That's the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, but he didn't receive. Now he says, that these 49 Shorim, only 48 of them were given to Klal Yisrael, because only Moshe Rabbeinu was on the level of 49. So he says, that's why also, there were 48 Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael. So that's connected these 40 Shari Bino. Now, he didn't say which one is the hidden one. So it says, the Goyim says in a different place, in Azeres Eliyahu, that the 49 Kolim Shel Peiro Nidreshes, these 49 things, are connected to 49 B'nei Leo. Yeah? Now if you take the process of the Yigash and count the 70 people, but Moshe Rabbeinu came down. So it says over there that that B'nei Leo themselves were 33, and B'nei Zilpo, which is Shivcho, there is another 16. Okay, so here again we have the 16, 33 look on there, right? That's still my sticker. If you're going to look up in the Pasuk and you start counting them, you'll see that they're only 30. The Torah says that the Shloishim Mishalosh, the Torah calls it 33, but there are only 32 names. All the Mishalosh are busy with this. Chazal already are busy with this. They're all busy. And, but according to this, we know exactly what's going on. We have the 32, then we have the one hidden one, the 33 is hidden, that's the Lag Bo'imah, and then we have the other 17, which are the Shifcha. The Medrash says that the Medrash answers that the 33rd, which is missing, is really the Shechina, which also counted itself within the 70. We also find this idea of 2 thirds and a third. We find this, let's say, for example, by Mezuzah, right? Mezuzah has to be on the top third of the same thing you find by Tzitzis. The top third has to be the Psil, right? Has to be the Kshon. The rest can just be loose. You see again this idea of 2 thirds and a third. Finishing out also the what? Is a third. Okay, another one, very good. Yeah? That's also 2 thirds and a third. And they say that's the pshat also, the Gemara says the same as Gemara Baba Kama. Hidu mitzvah is achlish. Right? So the third is already the Hidu mitzvah, is already the addition. And Bechlal, what is pshat in the Goyim that he says the 49 are connected to Nei Leo? The Shivim Nefesh is an entity of 70. What's this 49? So the Goyim writes in other places, that the Torah Shebichtav is 49 Kolim, and the Torah Shebalpeh is 70. Which means you have 21, the Torah Shebalpeh is more than Torah Shebichtav. Okay? So maybe it comes out that the 70, all the 70 children of Yosef Yaakov are connected to Shivim Kolim of the Torah, which is Torah Shebalpeh, and the 49 of Leo are connected to the Torah Shebichtav, and the remaining 21 are the 21 children of Yosef Yaakov. The Baal HaTanya, he gave us a Kodesh, not in the Baal itself, and says the Gam, now, because now we need to take out some Halacha Lemaaseh, what we're doing like that. So, one thing I wanted to share with you is the Tanya, he gave us a Kodesh, he says, the Gam Be'emes, Al Kolchof Iker Izkeim Ba'ma'ogo, for the Torah Tam Mishnayis. What did they learn over the 13 years? I think he learned Zoya. The main learning says the Baal HaTanya was Mishnayis. Because in the Gemara says that in those days they had 600 Sidra Mishnah. Yeah? Until Rebbe came and he condensed them. The Gemara says in Chagigah, 600. And he adds, Zoya, and the Tikkunim that he could finish in 2-3 months. Because he definitely didn't have to repeat anything. So I think it's a very good message. With the whole thing that like Vayim Mitake, we celebrate that the Pnim is a Torah, but the real, the Eitzik Amorah, most of the 30 years was learning the real thing. The Ben Ishchai, he had a liking on Shavuos, the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. The Ben Ishchai had a Tikkun on exactly what you need to do on that night. Yeah? And then we have, obviously that I didn't even need to tell you, but on what daf and Shabbat is the story with Rav Shimon, on daf Lamed and Gimel. Now that, I can also work out. Then I saw somebody who said, if you count from the beginning of Shabbat until that daf, how many times is Rav Shimon mentioned from the beginning of Shabbat?
Still that one is given.
Yes.
33.
And you can check it.
You can check it.
33 times of Shimon is mentioned in some way or other. The Gemara from the beginning of Shas. Sukim. There's a sefer called Kvoid Melochim, which was written by the Rav of Tzfat 150 years ago. And he's right over there, amazed that when I was young, I was Ladusoy, I heard from the old Rabbonim in Tzfat that their parents told them that they saw one time that the Chaim HaKadosh, it came to Miron, and when he came to the bottom of the Har, he went off the donkey and started crawling on hands and feet up the mountain, making noises of an animal, saying, how can I, the Shofel, go up this mountain? Not Eishal Heves called, there's a flame of God over here, comes the olden Shomet of the Tzadikim, just to tell you the Olam Chaim HaKadosh, how he referred to this whole thing. And that's the one that you need to be able to appreciate. You know the expression, the Gemara, Machacho Alev Marogo? A few times in the chat it says, Machacho Alev Marogo. Somebody says something in Marogo and that's the last about it. Machacho, Marosh and Chiyuch, last about it. You know, there's a famous minhag on the 40 days of the sphere, you learn Sefer Shavuot. If you look on the 33rd day, which is Dafna Medala, because it starts on that day, it tells about Rav Shimon, Mochacho Alev Marogo. They made the Simcha. I wanted to tell you that I found it very, very interesting that the Ksav Sofer, the Sofer's son, somebody who was Talmidim, right? That unlike what did he do, unlike Goyim? It says after Shachris, all the rest of the evening, he took his Talmidim Chachamim and Flogim, and they went out to the park, and they sat between the trees, get the good air, and the whole Torah they were talking about, the whole day they were talking about the Torah, he put in the Raise in Milo de B'tichus. So we must have taken also thing. I guess that's where in Antwerp they got this thing that they should take us fast with. Well, that's probably based on this Tassoifer. The other things that I have are all new of this way. Let's say, for example, the Tassoifer says that other place, what happened in Lagvaim is that the monks started coming down. It's also connected to the Yuchai, because of Shimon and Yuchai, Moses says, "Tell you, given for Eichel Haman, you have to be able to be static with little." And he is the epitome of this. But that's why he's going off on that. Say that. So I hope that I've given you a little bit of an idea of it. I didn't go into the Hoyt Shibahoyt and all that time you started on my own.